Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day of great debate and fervent debate about what is going to happen with the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. And yes, it's budget-busting. And yes, there is unanimous Republican opposition to it. And even some of the more moderate Democrats in Congress have been pushed into supporting this particular bill. There's only one Democrat of all of the 221 Democratic members of Congress, only one who voted against the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. That individual Democrat, that was Jared Golden of Maine. But in the other side of the country, here in Washington, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, who has established some reputation as a more reasonable Democrat, he also voted for the bill. But I think he acknowledges, in fact, I know he acknowledges that it needs to be changed. And why? And how? And what happens now with the Senate? Or is that all up to two people, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin? We will speak to Chairman Smith coming right up about this particular quandary we're in with the bill, which is passed by the House. It now it goes to the Senate, where at the moment, I believe they only have 48 votes, and maybe not even that, for the bill in this form. What happens next? We will be talking to Adam Smith about that. We'll also be speaking with A.B. Stoddard, who has written a very provocative and encouraging to conservatives column, and it appeared in Politico. It's Real Clear Politics, actually, and it basically says the Democratic Party is on the verge of explosion. Really? We will get to that later this hour as well. But first up, Oliver Stone is back. You remember Oliver Stone. But as they point out in the Daily Beast, it's been 15 years since he did a noteworthy or successful film. And that film was World Trade Center, where he didn't go over into cloud cuckoo land and basically talking about elaborate conspiracy theories. Nick Shager at Daily Beast writes that the assassination of President John F. Kennedy on November 22, 1963, yesterday was the anniversary, has arguably spawned more conspiracy theories than any other incident in history. And no one has hypothesized more about the nefarious forces at play in the homicide more publicly and more feverishly than Oliver Stone. The acclaimed director's star-studded 1991 thriller, JFK, turned the tragedy into a national guessing game of motives, culprits, and covert machinations carried out in the shadows, pointing fingers in so many directions that today it feels like a progenitor of our current fake news-addled reality. Depending on who you ask, JFK cemented Stone's legacy as either a firebrand willing to speak truth to power or a crackpot lost in a haze of make-believe. See, I'm not even sure that Oliver Stone believes the stuff that he says. So I don't think he's either one of those two. And he has a new documentary that's coming out called Destiny Betrayed, JFK, Cuba, and the Garrison Case. That's the book it's based on. The documentary itself is just called JFK Revisited. And here is what the promotion sounds like for that particular offering. Listen.
Who actually fired the shots that killed Kennedy? Was there a conspiracy?
In the years since the Warren Report, there is now so much more that we know. Conspiracy theories are now conspiracy facts.
The Warren Commission successfully deceived the public.
Alan Dulles' appointment to the Warren Commission is one of the great frauds of American history.
Documents are withheld by the FBI, the CIA.
Intelligence agencies did all the wrong things if they were looking for conspiracy.
We will go back and piece together new facts and evidence that shed more light on what really happened here that day.
Okay, again, it's more of the same, apparently. I haven't seen it yet. I look forward to watching it, and I will. But one of the things that is so troubling about this is the assumption that the Warren Commission, which has 28 volumes, it is close to 10,000 pages of material, and there is nothing in the Warren Commission that should cause any of these wild suspicions. And the basic argument, which it seems to me is remains unanswerable about this particular conspiracy, is that given all of the years and all of the money that people have made as peddling conspiracy theories, wouldn't someone, because there would have needed to be literally thousands of people who were involved in the conspiracy, right? Wouldn't somebody involved in that conspiracy have stepped forward and said, oh, yes, this is what we intended, this is what we did, this is how we made it work, and made money from it? It's human nature. How could a conspiracy hold so tight, and such an elaborate conspiracy for so many years? The fascination with conspiracies, again, it's virtually endless. I got this email. I'll share it with you quickly because I think it illustrates the same tendency of this JFK Revisited that Oliver Stone is trying to make himself relevant again somehow. James writes into me, I know anyone brings up, any time anyone brings up Nazi Germany, it immediately brings up the highest emotions in everyone. So I don't do this lightly, but I'm extremely concerned about the state of our country. I don't believe many people understand history, so they throw around analogy without understanding history. In the 1930s, the attack on the Bundestag, exploited by Hitler and his allies by blaming the communists and the Jews. He used this attack to remove freedoms from his opponents, which led him to take power. Now most people think it was just Hitler and his henchmen who did this, but he was not in power yet, and he had a compliant press. And many Germans just accepted that it must have been a communistic and Jewish plot to take over the government. Please tell me how this is any different than what we are experiencing today. The media has categorized the January 6th mob as being instructed by Trump to attack the Congress, and it was an attack on democracy by his minions. However, the FBI concluded there was no collusion, and there is no evidence of it. That's not true. However, the press and the opponents continue to propagandize day in and day out that this was an attack on democracy, and Trump continues to be a threat to freedom. They banned Trump from social media, a very dubious move, I agree, but left despots on. It is dumbfounding to me that no one is calling this out, and you have been tepid in your response to it. It's mind-boggling that given what the media and the FBI did in the Russian collusion hoax, that you don't yell at the top of your lungs about this. I truly feel like I'm in early 30s Germany, and there is nothing I can do, and the mob is headed to a tragic outcome. Okay, question is, do you favor more investigation to expose this distortion? Or do you favor basically keeping everything about January 6th secret and quiet? And the idea that right now they're talking about having witnesses as testimony from Alex Jones and Roger Stone and various other people, including people in the administration, shouldn't it receive more investigation and not less? If there's any substance at all to what you're saying, we will be speaking about the blow-up, not of the Capitol building, of the Democratic Party, coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's an important column that just appeared in Real Clear Politics. The title, The Democratic Party is Poised to Blow Up Soon. Will that be good for the country? Or is it simply one of those things that's inevitable and ought to be figured in? The column is by A.B. Stoddard, who is associate editor of Real Clear Politics and a well-known columnist. Okay, A.B., the idea of a Democratic Party blow-up begins with the collapsing approval ratings for President Biden, the conviction by many Americans that he's too old for the job, that he's not cognitively up to it, and the tremendous unpopularity of Kamala Harris. So you say that 2024 is almost certain to be, with Joe Biden retiring, a free-for-all with tons of Democratic candidates led by, you think, Pete Buttigieg and Stacey Abrams? And Gretchen Whitmer, possibly. Why would Kamala Harris have no chance?
Well, it's clear, unfortunately for Kamala Harris, that no one in the Democratic Party establishment views her as the next in line. It was very clear from a comment that I include in the piece that was in the New York Times a few weeks back about her trip to France from former Senator Chris Dodd, a close confidant of Joe Biden's, who was on the vice presidential search committee and didn't take kindly to her throwing Joe Biden under the bus, insinuating he was a racist during a debate in the primary campaign. And he basically was asked by the reporter, you know, what do you think of her? It was about her sort of going out on her trip to France to make amends and be on the world stage. And he said, oh, she's doing great. You know, she would definitely, if Joe Biden doesn't run again, you know, she would be on the short list. I mean, she's the vice for, you know, to replace him in a primary. I mean, she's the vice president after all. And it was so overt in its omission. He couldn't even fake it at the end of not even 1 year into her tenure by saying she was doing a terrific job. And of course, Joe Biden was probably going to run, but she would be leading the pack. The rest of the comments are all private. No one wants to say it publicly. And, you know, the Biden administration has been able to keep this quiet, this sort of family tension quiet for a while. But with the negotiations over his economic agenda and all the intra-party division, it's coming to the fore that they need to know with their, you know, given their political standing, what Joe Biden's intentions are. And nobody believes that she has the heft to replace him and win a national election. So that produces, of course, more tension. Pete Buttigieg is largely viewed as her kind of first rival. He would be probably primarying her a little bit from the right of the party. And because she is seen as someone who can't win and that Biden might see her as someone that can't win, you couple that, and I talk about this in the piece, with the retirement of Nancy Pelosi, who has steered the party to unite against, you know, Republicans, whether they want to or not, when they have kicked, when they have screened. The idea of Joe Biden with a Republican House and a Republican Senate getting impeached in the winter of 2023 as a lame duck leaving and his vice president can't replace him and Nancy Pelosi is gone is about as volatile and unstable for the Democratic Party, I think, as you can imagine.
Do you, I mean, you mentioned this impeachment idea of a Republican, what could be an overwhelmingly Republican House, at least according to the dreams of Kevin McCarthy. Don't you think that some of our recent history, including with Clinton and with Trump, shows that impeachment usually, at least recently, comes back to bite the party that initiates it? It's kind of an idiotic idea, isn't it?
I believe that impeachment has been completely neutralized and will never be an effective tool again. It will never remove a president again. It has been rendered pretty much useless now in the past couple of years under these impeachments of President Trump. But I do think that it is now it is a fundraising tool and a political punishment that the base will demand. And I don't trust Kevin McCarthy to actually use political, any kind of wise and sound and reasonable political strategy and to tell his crazy caucus like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who wrote up articles like her first day in Congress, you know, that, no, this isn't a good idea. He has he has long since admitted that he is captive of them, and the base will demand it, and it will be for any reason, no reason, or all reasons.
Okay, you just mentioned a crazy caucus. There's certainly a crazy caucus in the Democratic Party, and when you're talking about speculating about people who would succeed Joe Biden as a Democratic nominee, are you excluding Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I believe she's just old enough to run for president in 2024.
Yeah, just one thing about the crazy caucuses in the House. The one thing that Nancy Pelosi deserves credit for is policing the extremes in her caucus. She did go to AIPAC and stand up and basically throw the squad under the bus for their anti-Semitism. So I believe the Democrats have succeeded in policing their extremes better than the Republicans. But yes, there will be progressive holding the flag backed by Bernie and Elizabeth, no doubt, in 2024. I don't know if it will be Cortez. I think people have told her that she's going to be a huge breakout star and that she should hold her fire and be older and take over the party at a different time when this volatility has passed, and she has forever to do so. But she might jump in. I'm just naming the people who, you know, have kind of higher stature or not junior House members, but there will most certainly be a progressive kind of trying to wage that useless fight, to be sure, on the Democratic side. And that will obviously splinter the party even more and destabilize it even more.
Well, sure. And again, I don't have any problem questioning your assumption that the Democratic Party is looking at a dreadful situation. What would you say would be the sensible way to deal with that? Because what it seems to me, reading your piece, which is excellent, we'll post it on our website, it indicates that there are a bunch of Democrats who may say, we've got to keep Joe Biden alive and sentient. Because other than that, after Biden, the deluge.
Oh, I absolutely. There are many Democrats in the party that are seeking assurances. There was a recent Post piece over last weekend, Washington Post, about how Anita Don, who's left the White House but is a close advisor, is rushing around trying to assure everybody that he is going to run again because that's supposed to calm people down. Oh, yes, the idea of a post-Joe Biden Democratic Party is making people incredibly nervous because the establishment is well aware of what the return showed in Virginia and New Jersey a couple weeks ago in the gubernatorial elections, and they know that even though they're, you know, the base of their party, the majority of their party is moderate, the sort of young activist left-wing base that slather on Twitter and, you know, energized to cancel everybody who's older than them and more centrist than them, is trying to, you know, make noise and has been holding the line in Congress. They finally did buck the progressives, as you saw 10 days ago, and passed that infrastructure bill.
A.B. Stoddard, all solid points worth considering. Her piece, The Democratic Party is Poised to Blow Up Soon, will be right back.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are ripping President Biden for tapping into the nation's strategic petroleum reserve to curb rising gas prices. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tweeting saying Biden should stop putting America last. McCarthy calling for a resumption of oil and gas production in the United States, which was ramped up during the Trump administration. Jury deliberations are underway for the three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. The prosecution arguing Arbery was chased and murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood last year. The defense claiming the killing was self-defense and he resisted a citizen's arrest. Deliberations began after the judge in the case denied the defense's motion for a mistrial. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we just spoke with A.B. Stoddard about her piece, the Democratic Party is poised to blow up soon. There's also a piece over at Politico, the Democratic brand is broken, the infrastructure bill isn't fixing it. Now, these are not from right-wing sources. There is great concern about unity in the Democratic Party and the fate of the Build Back Better bill. And why is there still concern about the Build Back Better bill? Didn't it pass the House? Well, it did, thanks in part to my guest, Congressman Adam Smith, who is chair of the House Armed Services Committee. And he's been a supporter, enthusiastic supporter of the Build Back Better bill. And he has a statement which says it's now time for the Senate to swiftly take up the Build Back Better Act so that Americans don't have to wait any longer. Do you really believe that the statement, and including Senators Sinema and Manchin, is going to take up this bill in its current form and pass it in a prompt manner? Chairman Smith.
I didn't actually say that I thought they would. I said that I thought they should. And those
Fair
are
enough.
Two entirely different things. I think your initial analysis about where the Democratic Party is at is very accurate. And part of the problem is the messaging that has surrounded Build Back Better. And I think some of the extreme left-wing activists and extremists and the messaging that they choose to do about, you know, a big, bold socialist revolution, that messaging is wrong. I think those policies are wrong. I think the way that we should have talked about Build Back Better is about helping people and helping working families, most specifically on things like child care. I mean, child care, access to child care is a major impediment for people in this country right now. We should have focused on that and focused on the idea that this is all part of helping people achieve the American dream, when too much of left-wing rhetoric is about attacking the American dream sort of entirely. So I think that that messaging conflict with folks on the far left has created enormous problems and made it much more difficult to get more conservative senators like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema on board.
Okay, good for you, and good for you for saying it from the position of being a Democratic committee chair in Congress. But here's one of my questions is, you talk sensibly about actually impacting people where they live rather than in the sort of the academic lounge of policy wonks. But what about those two issues that I don't think are addressed in the Build Back Better bill that are impacting everybody right now? Number one, inflation. And number two, probably even more important in the long term, crime. The explosion of criminality in the Bay Area right now with ransacking department stores. What about dealing with those issues?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, look, I will say that, you know, and you heard what I said about the importance of helping working families with things like child care and family and medical leave and access to education. I think those issues are really important. So, you know, you can't do everything in one bill, but you're absolutely right. Again, part of the reason we're struggling so much with Build Back Better, particularly when you talk about crime and how we address that and some of the rhetoric, and we saw it play out in some of the local elections here in the Seattle King County area, where, you know, in Seattle King County it's pretty much a one party area, but the Democrats who ran more to the center won. The ones who ran to the left on things like abolition and defund the police lost. These are real problems. And the fact that, you know, in too many places across the country, it's primarily a local issue. It's hard for the federal government to dive in and fix it. But the fact that too many Democrats in too many parts of the country are not addressing those issues is undermining the Democratic Party brand, which, again, makes it more difficult for us to pass things like the infrastructure bill or the Build Back Better bill.
One of the things that A.B. Stoddard was saying, who we were just talking to moments ago, is that the attempt to reassure people that Joe Biden is going to run again, that he will be a candidate at age 82 in, we're not right, in 2024, she was talking about sort of just a complete Donnybrook free-for-all with 20 candidates again. For the Democratic Party. Do you think that's something the party ought to be concerned about?
Well, I think we should be concerned either way. But look, you know, Joe Biden was an attempted bridge over that divide. And you know, I don't forget if we talked about this, but I think we did. I was, you know, I didn't support Joe Biden in the primaries. I, you know, ultimately didn't get in. I was intrigued by Cory Booker and Pete Buttigieg more than by Biden. And ultimately, we picked Biden, you know, I guess it's like, I don't want to use a Godfather analogy here, but, you know, Biden was the one person who'd been around long enough, you know, that could kind of hold it all together. But I think what we've learned since we elected Biden is the idea of just having one sort of patriarchal figure who can hold it. He's not holding it together. I mean, that fight that is in there is going to happen. There's no way. He doesn't have the power to tell the Justice Democrats to not routinely attack Nancy Pelosi on a day-in and day-out basis. That fight is coming. It's coming whether Joe Biden, it's here, whether Joe Biden runs again. And frankly, I'd rather go ahead and have it, you know, like we
but
did.
But isn't it increasingly likely that you're going to have that fight without Nancy Pelosi there? I mean, even if the Democratic Party beats expectations and holds on to control of the House, she's not likely to be Speaker again, is she?
No, I mean, look, I have a very good relationship with Nancy and work closely with her. And, you know, as a legislator, as someone who approaches my job from the standpoint of getting the work done as opposed to trying to be a celebrity and worry about how many Twitter followers I have, I have an enormous amount of respect for Nancy Pelosi. You know, she still gets things done. She still knows what coalition building is. And you know, I love Nancy. I think the way she works the House, given all of the chaos that's there, is miraculous. But she's 81 years old, okay? Most people don't know that, but, you know, she's got more energy than I do. But, yeah, I mean, we're past the point where people like Nancy, and I'm not as big a fan of Joe Biden, you know, he's fine, but I wasn't a huge supporter. You know, we're past the point where that generation can hold us together. We're going to have to figure out our own stuff. Okay, we're going to have to figure out how the various factions within the Democratic Party can get along well enough to govern. It's great to have someone with Nancy's skills. It's great to have someone with Joe's skills and experience and credibility to try and, you know, put the finger in the dike and hold it together. But it's, they're not going to be able to do that. We are going to have to figure it out as a party and deal with those issues that you raised in your desk raised. I mean, look. You know, in King County, you know, crime is a major problem. I represent Federal Way, and I know a lot of people who live there for a long time, how I grew up in SeaTac. You know, Federal Way, I mean, it seems like every day there's a shooting down there. We have got to come up with a plan that isn't some pie-in-the-sky left-wing fantasy that if we just let people do whatever they want to do, then eventually we'll figure it out. And I say all of this, by the way, as someone who acknowledges we put too many people in jail. We do, okay? We've had a criminal justice system that has been racist. You can fix that. You can fix that without defunding the police and abolishing jail and prison. And that's what I think we need to do. I mean, I think the Republicans don't even want to address those issues in many instances. You know, but there is a more balanced approach here that I think we should be taking. We're going to have to take, and we're going to have that fight and that discussion.
Oh, I wish you luck with that. By the way, I would add that we don't always put too many people in jail. We should have kept a certain suspect in jail longer, the one who did that horrible killing, mass killing in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Adam Smith, a voice of, aspiration and sometimes reason, Congressman, Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. We will be right back on more on 2024 on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, a great time coming into Thanksgiving weekend, a great time to actually think about making a commitment. It's not a big commitment. It's a modest commitment. It comes to 22 cents a day. It's a grand total of $79 a year. That allows you to become not just a MedHead, but a MedHead Plus member, which means you have access to this radio show to download anytime you want, commercial-free, 24/7, and also gives you access to the MedVed History Store for free. And that includes about 100 new titles that cover all bases on the whole range of American history and some of world history. Some of our most popular MedHead history shows are actually about the origins of the State of Israel and the origins of the Middle East conflict. Now, all of that free for people who join as members at the end of the year, this end of the year special. And by the way, great Christmas gift. So you can get some of your shopping done ahead of Black Friday. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for a MedHead Plus membership, or go directly to medvedhistorystore.com, where you can actually go look at what we have on offer for MedHead Plus members. That's michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. Okay, we're talking about some of the chaos for 2024, and we haven't even resolved things from 2022. But part of what I think A.B. Stoddard was speaking of, and I was speaking of with Adam Smith, is we may think that things are chaotic in Washington right now with Joe Biden as president. But can you imagine if he's a lame duck president where it becomes more and more clear that he's not going to run for re-election and he's got an overwhelmingly, Republican House of Representatives and a Republican Senate. And part of what is going to make all of this so challenging is there is no obvious sure thing Republican nominee or leader of the party either. No one believes, I don't think, that Kevin McCarthy is going to become the kind of commanding Speaker of the House that Newt Gingrich was.
And you also have the question about whether Donald Trump is going to run again, whether he should run again. You have 40% of Republicans and 78% of Americans in general who don't want him to run. And I think it's inconceivable that either President Biden, if for some reason he did run again, or if Kamala Harris ran, or if Donald Trump runs, none of those people are automatic nominees. They're all going to have a fight. And for people who love Donnybrooks in politics, I think we got it, regardless of the decisions about either the incumbent president or the immediate past incumbent about whether they will enter the fray. The idea of an automatic nomination, if anybody was dreaming of that, I don't think that's likely to occur. Something else that is less likely to occur that is very significant, there is a piece in the Seattle Times that points out that based upon a Pew Research Center survey, more U.S. adults than ever before who do not already have children are saying they are unlikely to ever have them. This is something that concerns experts, the Times reports, because the U.S. birth rate has declined for the sixth straight year, and if it continues to decline as it has, and there's every reason to believe that it will, the economy may not fuel enough be fueled by enough population growth on its own to enjoy a future of expansion or to even fund some of the social programs that they're investing more and more money in. In other words, part of what all of this additional spending and whether the Build Back Better bill passes or doesn't pass, we've already added trillions to our national debt. And that's based upon having enough people who are able to pay for it. This is one of the difficulties that other countries around the world have faced, and we are facing now. Japan, Russia, their very low birth rates have been enormous economic drags on those countries. Women between the ages of 18 and 49, and men between 18 and 59, who said they are not parents, were asked a simple question. Thinking about the future, how likely is it that you will have children someday? In October, 26% of them said it was very likely, but that's a 6-point drop from 2018, when 32% answered very likely. Meanwhile, the share of Americans who answered not too likely or very unlikely grew dramatically. When asked for a reason, 56% of childless adults said it is not at all or not too likely they will ever have children, said that that was because they just don't want them. That's a change from 2018. And this is a truly challenging item for the American future. If you have such a substantial number of fellow citizens who don't have children, never had children, and just don't want them, is that a reason for concern? Is that anything that leadership of this country, cultural, educational, and political, can do about it? We will be talking about it, and we should. And maybe one of the reasons not to have children is because you can't stand the taste of young people in movies. There is a new version of Ghostbusters. It's called Ghostbusters Afterlife, and it's aimed very squarely at a teenage audience. Is it worth seeing? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town in Oklahoma to reclaim the spooky legacy of their mysterious grandfather. But what they really discover is Ghostbusters Afterlife, now playing in theaters.
There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years.
I found this in my living room.
Killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap?
Well, this crew are going to have a very tough time replicating the success of the original film from 1984. There's no real plot, just a lot of confusing mumbo-jumbo about Sumerian gods and goddesses emerging from a mysterious mountain to take over the world, while our teenage heroes try to use antique machines to stop them. Like the prior attempts to provide a Ghostbusters sequel, this one falls flat. It traded PG-13 and partially answers the question, who you gonna call? Not this ill-considered sequel. 2 stars for Ghostbusters Afterlife. And one of the things you'll notice about this movie is the volume of the soundtrack is just deafening. It's ear-hurting because the special effects are not particularly impressive, so they assume they can make up for it by making the sound effects so notable and overwhelming. But for people who thoroughly enjoyed the old film, this is kind of sad, even though you do get to see a lot of the old-time figures. Speaking of old-time figures, there's a result of a new poll that shows that 28% of all U.S. adults believe, without evidence, that the truth about the harmful effects of vaccines is being deliberately hidden from the public. Who's doing the hiding and why? We'll talk about these conspiracy theories next time on the MedVed Show. There's also all kinds of elaborate protocols that are being put forward about how to handle safety in terms of COVID-19 at Thanksgiving dinner, suggesting that families may need their own Thanksgiving bouncers. Good idea. And we have a bunch of new movies, including Lady Gaga and a starry performance in House of Gucci, along with Adam Driver and Al Pacino and many more. Plus, there's a new Disney Pixar extravaganza, beautiful animation, takes place in Latin America with songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.